It is John Gibbons from the Anfield that with a nugget. Another Ekitike special. I focus so much on saying Ekitike, Dom. I messed up another. So there we are, but we're going to stick with it. This
I thought
is the
you'd be
calling
me.
yeah, I'm a shambles. I'm at home, but I am joined by Dominic King, who's a professional as ever and has got his finger on the pulse on what's going on across Liverpool Football Club. And what's been going on over the last few days has been quite a lot. Dom, they had a little rest, and then something spiked them into action, whether that was Newcastle or whether that was just maybe you know, themselves wanting to get going. But they look like they've really put the foot down on getting a forward over the last couple of days.
Yeah, I would say I would say out of it all, it was the second thing you said there, Gero, really getting them going themselves. They know what they want. Listen, I think everybody who's listening to the pod or watching shows or things like that will know by now how Liverpool work, and it's not just they look at one player and all eggs are in that basket. It's never been that way. You know, I always think back to the summer that they signed Andy Robbo, and there was two or three different left backs that being discussed. One was Benjamin Mendy, the other one was Emerson, who was at Roma, and they thought they were doing deals for both of them. They never happened, and then all of a sudden you get a lad who's become a Liverpool legend. So they've always got irons in the fire. Listen, I think Alexander Isak would have been is the sort of the headline grabbing name. He's fabulous. You know, I remember the night he made his Newcastle debut and he scored at the Anfield Road End, and he looked like a gazelle, powerful and quick and lithe, and you know, I don't think you'd have to be. I don't think that too many people have been not dreaming about an idea of him running onto balls from Salah or from Florian Wirtz or whatever, and imagine him closing in on the cop. But